Thank you for that warm introduction, Mr. Henson.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good morning, Dr. Cannon. Today's date is Saturday, May 31st, and it is noon, and we are at the Johnson County Library. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
It is afternoon. So, let's start off with some information about Kansas City. What's your favorite fountain?
My favorite fountain, there's two of them. The big, beautiful one down on the plaza, which has Neptune and the horses around him. And then my kids always got a big kick out of the little boy that looked like he was peeing on the toad. And so, but Kansas City is known for the city of fountains, and it's a very pretty city.
Wonderful, wonderful. And outside of Kansas City, what do you enjoy doing?
Well, I enjoy, I travel, I've learned to ski, and I take great pride in that because I've only learned to do that the past 10 years. So, you know, with not learning as a child, that was a positive challenge. Mm-hmm. And I do blue-blacks now. So wow. I give myself a lot of credit, and it's great.
Wonderful. So what trip was your most memorable trip since you love to travel?
There's a couple. Been to South Africa and did the safari, which I love because I'm a biology major.
Okay.
And it was
So was I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love understanding nature.
Okay.
And with that being said, the guide we had, which could have been a professor, he brought it all together.
Okay.
The balance of plants, animals, how they interact, and why we need to preserve the earth. And then another one was when I went to my sister's birthday in London. So, very good. It was a big family trip.
Wonderful. Well, how do you balance all that with work and travel?
I've learned if you don't carve out the time, it will escape. So, you always say, I will get to it, and you'll never will.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you actually almost have to pick a date, and then you'll work towards it. And I tell people it's better because I'm in private practice and no one covers for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do better if I've taken time off and come back with energy than if you put in, they say, every day, every minute, because mm-hmm. you get dragged down.
Okay.
So that's it. So what about your travels?
My favorite trip was a mission trip to Honduras while in dental school.
Uh-huh.
So I love giving back to the community. I did have some fun while over there, so the whole zip line, I'm looking forward to that experience again.
Well, in saying that, I have done a mission trip, and one of the questions they asked is, what was the most memorable story of my profession?
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Ghana, and they called them pods, the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And when the people heard that we were coming, and they come from villages all around where they have no services, and they would stand in line. And, you know, and so it was a moment of where medicine and dentistry is truly appreciated, where people are just so, a thank you
mm-hmm.
is really worth more than the money.
Yeah.
And so they had a moment where a mother showed up with her baby who was probably like no more than 3 months old, and she lived, I guess, in the back part of Africa, so which meant the villages, the extreme villages. And their bottom line is you have to come out looking healthy. We call it survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
And this little baby had like a little growth on the inner lip. And so they wanted the baby to be just left to pass away. And the mother refused. So they put the mother and the baby out in the village.
Wow.
So she had walked like probably 30, 40 miles to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and another doctor were able to cut. That mother just held that baby.
Wow.
We numbed it. Trimmed that little piece of tissue off, and she fell on her knees. So, thank you.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing story.
So she could go back home.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's very touching. Yeah, I understand.
Well, here nowadays, people get all picky. Is that the right color? Don't hurt me.
Yeah. I want whiter teeth.
Right.
Yeah, I know people. So giving back definitely is what we're all about. And so I know one of the organizations that we're both a member of is Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Right.
And tell me, why did you pick that sorority?
I select that sorority because it embraced the type of woman I wanted to be, mm-hmm. and or lady. And at the time, it was for people of color, African American people. There's like three or four sororities, mm-hmm. and Delta Sigma Theta represented the ambitious career woman with style. Mm-hmm. And there were several people that were great role models. Lena Horne, Barbara Jordan, Shirley Chisholm, and then a lot of, I call my mother's friends, mm-hmm. that I thought were very impressive. So I was on that path and never looked back. So, and all my good girlfriends are Deltas. Every now and then I have a few that are in other sororities, so we tease each other. But and then I heard I probably influenced you a little.
You did. I'm a Delta.
So it's a good thing. It I is. Enjoy it. And it's we just had our 100th anniversary in Washington, D.C., and I pledged Alpha Chapter, which means where it was founded. Mm-hmm. And it's the largest. We brought in almost 70,000 women.
Wow. You painted the town red.
You're right, red and white.
Yes. Well, who has had the most influence on your life?
I wouldn't say any one person, mm-hmm. but I've had several people who have, I call offer good comments, probably at the time you need it to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, you know, my father was a dentist.
Okay.
And so I love the sciences. So by being able to see him work, I knew that that was a field I wanted, not medicine. And he took such great pride in being a dentist. And the importance of that statement is sometimes dentists are made to feel second, mm-hmm. in the health field. And he would always say, oh, we're just as good. We spend 4 years focused in one area while in medicine. They have to, you know, do 4 years all over, and we can help make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I would say in the past decade, dentistry has come to be on the same level as medicine because they recognize that what goes in your mouth, mm-hmm. makes a huge difference.
It is. The mouth is connected to the rest of
the
body.
And so it's just not aesthetic. It's not to get you out of pain, but it's truly to help you function at your best.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. Sister is a physician, and it's a team approach. Mm-hmm. She calls me for information, and I call her.
Oh, wow.
So, I definitely agree.
Because we can diagnose certain conditions in advance. We can help maintain. One of the things I like about pediatric dentistry is that we have a good base knowledge of medicine. So when I have patients that children that are getting chemo for cancer, mm-hmm. we have to get them, I call it, orally ready, where they have no problems and great health. And then we have to understand where the radiation is going, so we know not to touch that area, how to balance it, all their drugs. And then we do special needs kids, so we have to understand all their situations, but make them feel like they're normal. Mm-hmm. And parents are so appreciative of that. While when they go to other offices, they go like, oh, what do you have? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, we go, okay. Now we will handle it this way. So, mm-hmm. it's a good thing.
Good.
So now you're in dentistry, so tell me why you chose your field, or our field.
Our field. Both of my grandfathers are carpenters. Mm-hmm. And so growing up in Louisiana, there was always a hammer and a nail around. So I loved working with my hands, and I decided at an early age that I had to be in a profession where I could be hands-on. And so growing up, my father was in the military, so public service, my mother, a social worker. I wanted to deal with people. So how could I be, how could I give back to the community, serving people and mm-hmm. become hands-on? Majored in biology at Xavier University in Louisiana. Did a summer program. One of the programs I did do was here in Kansas City. So after my sophomore year, I decided that, you know, Kansas City is a great city. Mm-hmm. And not only did the summer program give me opportunity to see if I liked dentistry, I was also accepted into UMKC when I applied 3 years later. And so that's how I got here.
And I agree with Dr. Collins. The dentistry is artistic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it is very much fun and exciting to see creation in that little space. Mm-hmm. And when we do crowns and orthodontic appliances, it really puts a smile on my face. I get a big kick out of it when it just matches and you go, oh my God, I did that. So, yeah, it's very fun and exciting.
Yeah, we're not building homes, but we're building little teeth and little crowns.
And people are very appreciative, so it's a good thing.
It is.
So that's, and then, so you were asking about the balance of life. So I have two kids in college, and so I was giving Dr. Collins advice. and in fact, my daughter even asked me, she said, Mom, if you were talking to yourself at 21 years old, what advice would you give? And I said, when I came up, it was Women's Lib. So it was like, we're going to have it all and do it at 110%. That's not true.
Okay.
You could have it all. And there might be times where you do 110%, or you might have to come to terms with you're doing it all, and you might be doing it at 80%. But that is still fantastic, because to balance so many things and do it at that level, you know, you have to say. So in my case, I raised kids because I was a single mom for about 15 years. I ran my own private practice, which is different than having a job, because you walk in and walk out. When I walk out, I've still got to worry about 4 or 5 employees, the government, patients calling me at night, then you have to have a social life, then you have to clean house. So with that, it was a cute story where we used to have, each day of the week, we'd go to a different place, fast food.
And wow.
So what happens, one time I called the Chinese restaurant to order the food, and the menu changed, and she said, oh, you must have guests. Oh, you're doing something different, ordering more. I said, oh, this lady knows my business too much. It's time for me to make a change.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the good news is I started cooking at home, and I said, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was advantageous. Sometimes you need a wake-up moment.
Yes, that was your wake-up moment.
Uh-huh.
I think now we really understand with the research why eating at home is a healthier option than eating fast food.
Right.
But you guys, your family looks beautiful, so I can't even tell you've been eating out. So.
Right. So the good cooking, and then I do give credit to my grandmother, mm-hmm. who grew up in the Depression. And so they only ate vegetables, and they only ate meat on Sunday.
Hmm.
And so as a child, we spent a lot of time around my grandparents, mm-hmm. and it never hit me till I had gotten to home ec. And I go, Grandma, how come we don't ever have any meat? She says, baby, I grew up in the Depression. So anyway, our meals would be 3 or 4 vegetables.
Wow.
And never thought anything about it. And so that carried on for my kids who, uh-huh. you know, we eat meat, but healthy variations. And so I think that's important, because that's a whole nother topic of processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do need to change that.
It's
a big difference.
Yes, it is. And pop is one of those things that is a part of that. And we know how badly that can affect.
Well, and also power drinks. They're 10, 20 times the amount of sugar. Mm-hmm. And it's almost a forensic pattern on the teeth, and I can tell with kids who've never had cavities and they've hit sports, now they're drinking these drinks and now they're loaded with cavities in new places.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to give them a pep talk. So
yeah.
I know they don't want me to say that, but so that's what I've done. And then what advice do you want on life? You know, I always got an opinion.
Well, I don't have any kids yet, so that's something I've kind of put on hold. Career, that was important, but family is indeed important to me. The balancing of everything, that is, you know, something that I'm always intrigued by. So when you said that sometimes you can't give 110, maybe you know,
uh-huh.
you need to give 80. Finding that balance.
And you need friends, and some of my, you know, you have friends all over, but the friends that are in the health field as myself, we're our best therapy.
Okay.
You know, we call each other, and that's who can appreciate what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoy it so much, and I wouldn't do anything different. I think the only thing I would fine-tune is my expectations, and then I would have enjoyed it even more. And when I finally said, you know, I'm doing very well,
mm-hmm.
and it's not always in the measure of money or titles,
mm-hmm.
but a good life.
Yes.
And you know, that even came across when I got divorced,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you get all frustrated and upset, and a friend of mine Dr. Johnson, who's a mentor of mine, mm-hmm. she said, Cerise, that's why you went to dental school. Mm-hmm. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Don't argue over that. And once she said that, it set me into a new pattern, and I got a new balance in life. So that's why I said, along the road, different people have offered good suggestions that made a difference to move forward.
And Dr. Ann Johnson is the first African-American dentist to practice in the state of Missouri?
No, because my dad and several people before. She might have been first female
right. To practice in the state of Missouri. Right. And you are the first pediatric,
and I still am for Kansas City, Missouri area, the only black pediatric dentist.
Wow.
And first black, well, in Children's Mercy Hospital, mm-hmm. they consider us surgeons because we need an operating room. So first black surgeon at Children's Mercy Hospital.
Amazing.
So I think
life has been good to you.
Right. And sometimes, you know, people do brag on the first, but I just look at it as timing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, sometimes women are hard on themselves. We don't give ourselves enough credit. And I go, well, that's just due to timing. You know, I need to do a big case or something. But I've learned it's just timing of life.
Wow.
So that's good. So I met Dr. Collins at the health clinic, and I do time down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, talk to me, Dr. Collins. What do you want out of dentistry?
Well, giving back. As I was going through dental school, I'm from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Michael McConniff was the teacher for public health. And in that class, he was showing slides of pictures from Katrina.
Uh-huh.
And it was at that moment that I realized that I wanted to give back to my community. And so to thank God for the gift that he had given me, I said I was going to First Fruit,
uh-huh.
which means the first of my career would be spent in public health.
Okay.
And so Samuel Rogers, the community health center that we work at, my friend's grandfather founded the clinic.
All right.
And so the connection there ties me to Samuel Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And so I love the diversity. On any given day, you can hear 7, 8
oh,
different languages.
True.
So I've learned some Spanish, hablé la boca.
It's just like being at United Nations.
It really is. And every day is a challenge. It's not your everyday practice. It's not private practice. And I love it. We see a lot of kids, and there are kids that we can't manage. And so that's why you're there to, you know, take them to the hospital, what have you. But I love it. And so, you know, I've been there almost 6 years now. And I love, even, you know, on Saturdays, days like today, the community service that's involved.
Uh-huh.
You know, any given day, you can find us doing health fairs and out in the community or giving back at a school. So.
No, it's been good. It's been good. And then if I had to give advice to someone coming up in my profession, I would definitely say always, and I tell this to my girls,
mm-hmm.
select what you enjoy doing, because
mm-hmm.
you will be doing it so long and so often, you don't want it to feel like work. And so, and people would always ask me, well, are your girls going in dentistry? And I go,
mm-hmm.
no. And they go, well, why not? I go, because that's not what they chose. I never expected them to.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, it would have been great. So, that's one thing. The field of health is changing. And I would say sometimes it's changing for the good in that it's more, what do you want to call it, technology and knowledge to provide good care. But I think also medicine sometimes, or the health field, is not held in the same high esteem that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that can sometimes be frustrating. So with that being said, if you enjoy what you're doing, then it won't matter.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, my favorite movie is Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
I like that because, once again, it's a strong woman
uh-huh.
who moves forward in life with all the challenges. And in the end, when Brett walks out on her, she goes, tomorrow's another day. And then she figures out what's the day. So I just love the way it unfolds. I've seen it about 10 times. I just love it.
Wow. Wow, wow. I can't say I have seen that movie.
Well, and another one I liked that was surprising me was on Any Given Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And that's a football movie.
Yeah, yes.
But I like the vehicle of it. It mm-hmm. just shows what people, the challenges people go through
mm-hmm.
to maintain their lifestyle or succeed. And it could have been probably anything, but they used the football as a vehicle. But I thought that was a very, very good movie. It was very interesting. So I like them for their deepness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soul Food. I don't know if you remember that movie. Soul
Food. Oh, right.
Was my favorite movie, and they turned it into a TV series. And then my second one would be The Best Man, and then they came out with The Best Man Holiday.
Oh, right.
So those movies for me center around food and family.
Oh, there you go.
Are near and dear to my heart.
Right. And I can appreciate it. Holidays. Uh-huh. We grew up with big holidays. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that. A lot of people at the house cooking. And I like that kind of, I saw a sign that said, you may think it's chaos, but we call it family. Uh-huh. And so we like a lot of people and over. And when I was in college, I liked having roommates. Mm-hmm. It was scary for me to be by myself. So, because I come from a family of five.
Wow.
And so I had to learn to do that. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, when my kids went away to college, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then I had empty nest syndrome. And then the classic line, they came back at Christmas and left their clothes everywhere and the house was torn up. I was like, okay, when you leave it? So we found a new balance. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing.
You got over that.
Right, right. So that's good. And then what else? Just I enjoy fashion.
Fashion, yeah.
That's my weakness.
Your weakness, shopping.
Right, shopping.
So the fact that the mall is very close by, right. The chances are you're probably going
right.
to stop.
All right. When we would take trips and people would go, well, what'd you go see? We said, well, we found the stores. And they go, well, that isn't sightseeing. I go, mm-hmm. Well, about the fourth day we got there. But that's what makes it good.
What would you like to be remembered for?
I would like to be remembered for having done 100%, given my best. Mm-hmm. And for, I found that, and this was very good, I like Joel Osteen. Mm-hmm. And he said that you live your life, you are the miracle. Well, he used these terms and I picked up a miracle. And then I find out, like, when my cuties, I'm on my second generation, mm-hmm. have come and thanked me, mm-hmm. or so I've influenced them, mm-hmm. to go into the health field, mm-hmm. or just to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I have parents who have told me that they, you know, due to their insurance or whatever, mm-hmm. want to go to another doctor. Mm-hmm. And the kids will get mad. So, you know, we want to go back to that lady. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, I don't do anything in my mind special, gotcha. Because there's some doctors who do clown acts or they have video games in their office and all that. And come to find out, as the kids got older, they just said I would listen to them. Mm-hmm. I asked them, what's their favorite thing in school? So I made them important.
Wow.
And I call all my kids either cutie or handsome or pretty. And come to find out from some kids, no one's ever called them that.
Wow.
So it's the little thing. And they hear me call every kid that, but mm-hmm. when it's their moment, mm-hmm. it's special.
Special. Wow, I hear you call the kids that at the office, but I never knew why.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I started calling the kids that too.
And they love it, and they'll be their best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing.
Wow, amazing.
So with that being said, what do you plan to do in the next 10 years? Oh, someone told me you always do things in 5 years.
5 years? I guess I'm expired here in Kansas City.
It could be another, you know, something here. It could
yes.
be the same.
I mean, honestly, because we work with so many kids, I've kind of grown a passion for working with children. Mm-hmm. Just because you can make such an impression on their lives. And even this morning, I was with a group of young ladies from my church, the Junior Pro Society, just helping to groom them.
Uh-huh.
And I left them at Front Street with some other young ladies doing a walk for preeclampsia uh-huh. this morning. So I definitely know I want to do something with children. I haven't developed, you know, a keen sense of exactly uh-huh. what that is. But, you know, I talked to you about possibly maybe pediatric dentistry uh-huh. to specialize. I'm really not sure.
Uh-huh.
But I'm willing to go and find out, to explore, to see where I want to go.
Right. Well, one of the things I always found, I said, you put it out to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you start talking to people about what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how it will take place and not in the way that you expect it
to.
And that was another thing I had to learn, that the charted path that you see in your mind
mm-hmm.
has too many detours, but somewhere it will all come together. So one of the books I've really enjoyed reading was The Power of Now, and it taught me to appreciate the moment and not wait for the future. And so with that being said, then you kind of look at what you're doing, and that makes whatever you're visiting or somebody says a quote or sitting next to someone on the bus, it becomes very enjoyable, and it makes you more in tune. And I think that's something that people need to learn.
Mission trip definitely is on the radar. We'll be in Haiti later on this year doing some work there. So who knows where, you know, I will end up in the next 5 years. But I've crossed the major hurdle, and that is becoming a dentist. And that was an awesome experience going to dental school. I don't regret it. It was very hard. It was very challenging coming from Louisiana to come to a different region with the snow. So hopefully in the next 5 years, I can move to a warmer climate.
So now you get to have great barbecue with jambalaya. Because New Orleans is known for its great food.
Seafood, yes.
That's good. So one of the other things I was telling Dr. Collins, because we kind of went through the questions during happy hour. I've learned you enjoy life.
Yes.
If anything, one of the things that I think you should work hard and play hard. Mm-hmm. And to me, people need a good balance. And sometimes people get, when they're around each other, everybody has to keep a facade of their level of position in life instead of being able to feel comfortable. And so I've that's something that I've always liked to, I call, not be the doctor, and just be easygoing and float through it, because I'm very comfortable with who I am. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I've learned is that I don't mind learning. So I've been around people who, you know, you've written a paper or something, say, oh, you got to change that word, and they get all upset. And I go, oh, thanks, you taught me something. Mm-hmm. So I think that makes life a little smoother to go through. But I've also totally, like, if you find a mate or something, you have to have a good give and take. Mm-hmm. But it's rare to have two alpha professions. Mm-hmm. So you can have alpha personalities, but somebody has to be a little more willing to bend, because if you're going to have children, you have to, the homemaker is important. Everybody needs a wife. Mm-hmm. And it's important, because somebody has to pick up the, be there for the sprinkler man to come, go to put the clothes in the cleaners, pack little Susie's lunchbox, or when the job changes, you got to be able to float. So with that being said, that's something I've learned through life.
Okay.
And I think that's good advice.
Remain teachable.
Right.
And know how to follow, even though you may be a leader.
And you might be the person that would be the alpha business, and you find a partner who will work with you. So that's, you know, so it doesn't mean that the woman has to, but you got to be a little more open-minded. And I think that's something that people during the Women's Lib have found, that there's that balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's one reason I love our sorority, is because it helps me to balance. So.
And then I've seen it in my profession. We have half dads that bring the kids. Mm-hmm. When at one time it was probably only moms. I have dads that bring them and follow through, and it's so cute, you know, to see them working with the little ones, and they're not the best helpers, and all of a sudden the dad just falls apart and gets all frustrated, because it brings out the daddy side in them. So I think it's good. Things have changed in life to give life a better balance. So I guess that's my thing, balance.
You need it. It's the scale of life, you know.
All right. So sometimes, you know, what do you call it? I even have a sweet tooth, so I've had to learn to balance that, you know. So people tease me. They'll see me eating the cupcakes and the ice cream. They go, aren't you a dentist? I got to brush my teeth.
That's the key, brushing your teeth.
Right.
Yeah. So what's your favorite dessert?
The hands down, white icing.
White icing.
I call it wedding cake icing. And I thought I was the only one, but now they've got ice cream called wedding cake. So that buttery icing, it just, right, it calls my name.
Wow. Well, it's definitely getting warm outside. And Sheridan's, I get a single scoop of vanilla ice cream with the brownie topping. And their brownies are so good. And then another topping of roasted pecans. And I'm just,
Oh yeah. It's too good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I had a girlfriend who said she was doing Sheridan's too much, and she had to cut back because her clothes got too tight.
Oh, okay.
So it is. It's the best.
You
it's
need balance, best. Though. So you know, my one of my fitness goals is I eat healthy during the week, so uh-huh. Monday through Thursday. So when Friday comes, it's let it all out. Mm-hmm. Eat whatever you want to eat. Healthy wise, and then today is Saturday, and back at it.
There you go.
It helps to balance out my week. So,
it's a good thing. So, any other good questions of life that aren't dentistry or
exercise, fitness? Right now, I'm playing flag football.
Oh, that's good.
So, I have experienced some hot yoga. So, just you know, I don't like being bored, so uh-huh. I'm always on the move, on the go, and I love a new experience.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I think once again, everything is coming back to a balance, mm-hmm. Society-wise. So this being at home with the children, the exercising, the right kind of foods. So everything has cycles. And
cycles,
that's
yeah.
one of the things you'll know as you progress in life, or someone said you have many birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And so just life is good. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, spirituality, you know, God first, family second, and, you know, those are the two main mantras that I live by, you know, serving people the third. And so, you know, with that in mind, every day is a good day. Mm-hmm. Remain humble, grateful to serve, you know, mm-hmm. this has been great. I have no regrets. I'm like you. I had to learn how to balance because coming out of school, I was so like gung-ho about, yes, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I realized I had given, you know, too much of my time to work. I was even working on the weekends, not to make the money, but was doing so much volunteering work that it was burning me out. So now I'm in a better place where, you know, balance, you know, socially, spiritually with family. I agree. That's important.
I was telling Dr. Collins I'm a Kansas Cityan, and I've seen Kansas City grow and change, and I think that's a good thing. I like more of the, we call it East Coast life, and Kansas City has been slow in getting to that level, and I just now see it. And I think one of the best things I ever did was to put the Power and Light District in Kansas City, and it's brought back the urban life and urbanites. And down at the River Market, you can see people who come into town, they want to stay there, and they got their animals, and they're skating, and they're jogging, and the plaza has always been the crown jewel, and it's thriving. So the importance of that statement is, Kansas City has a very developed suburban life, and one time the urban life was considered kind of poo-poo. So I'm glad to see, once again, we've got a good balance. And so, and as they say, go Chiefs, the football team. So Kansas City's a good place. It's a good family town, and we just have a good lifestyle here, because after you've been on the East Coast and you see how tight things are and the cost of living, we're very advanced here. We don't give ourselves enough credit.
Wow. Yes, that was one upgrade, as I call it, that kept me in Kansas City when I returned after doing a one-year residency, was the Power and Light District with the Sprint Center was being built, and now we even have the Kaufman.
Oh, yeah. Performing Arts Center.
Performing Arts Center. And so Aretha Franklin, when she, you know, that was the very first concert that I went to there, and so I was hooked. Yeah, it's really
beautiful.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. So we have a great cultural arts.
Yes. 18th and Vine with the Negro League Museum.
Oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. And we got the historic, and so Kansas City is a very good place. It's where my dad grew up, so that's how we ended, you know, my mom, they met on the East Coast and came here. And my mom's being from New York, New Jersey, says she would never go back.
Wow.
She
that's
loves
impressive.
It here. So she's a Kansas City, and she's been here now for 50 years. So, mm-hmm. So she has no itch to go back. I can't even hear her New York accent, so mm-hmm. she lost it.
Yeah, it comes and goes. Yeah, I know mine does. But all it takes is for me to get on the phone with someone from Louisiana, or go home as I did for Mother's Day, and then
it comes.
So.
Well, I appreciate the library having us. I think this is good to have an exchange of people in the same profession or same, to hear how they see it at, from, you know, each generation, because time frames make a difference.
It does.
Of how you think about things or how you want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to hear. And even, you know, when my dad was alive, it was an interesting conversation with him because he became a dentist like in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so for him, the challenges of being a dentist and what it meant was totally different than what it is for me and I assume for you. So, but the love of the actual art of it mm-hmm. will always be there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, well, this is, you know, an amazing interview. And I'm going to wrap it up and say that this is the conclusion of the Saturday, May 31st interview.
2014, in case you go down in history in D.C. You know, they put these things in archives, so I'm adding the 2014. So
2014.
Right at the Congressional Library, we might be there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Henson.
Before you leave, I have to ask a question that every patient wants to ask.
Okay. Yes.
Do you both floss regularly?
Yes, I have some in my purse.
Because it was going to go archive, I really want to make sure we get that in. We'd like to thank both women for being here today and remind you that at 1 o'clock we'll be back with another conversation between Melinda Reiner and Bolton Decadence. So we hope you're still around for that. So please thank Dr. Collins and Dr. Cannon one more time.
Thank you.
We're going to get together so you can meet Betty. I'll plan something. You know, do a happy hour. My friend got us here.
Oh, yeah.
Corner, too. Oh, thank you all
thank
very
you so
much.
You're so welcome.
Can we enjoy it? Now, where do I get the info? Or how will, so are you emailing to me so we can hear us?
That will be Joseph. Joseph? Where did Joseph go?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he'll be...